We are up to. We are up to. Let's find it. Tani Chada. How do we find it? Go across from Taisus Visnachaltem. By the way, Tez Zayin Amud Beis, 16b. Go across from Taisus Visnachaltem and move up four lines. I believe it's 16b3, Dr. Harris tells me. It's fine. Wonderful. Tani Chada. We learned in one brisa, unlike Evet Ivri Le'atzmai, that an Evet Ivri keeps the presents for himself, and the Gemara is going to want to know, why not? Who else is supposed to get it? But we're interested more in the second half now. For unlike Amavriya La'atzma, when the Amavriya goes free, she collects her presents and keeps it herself. But Tanya Idach, unlike Amavriya Umetziyasa La'viya, the presence of an Amavriya, and if she finds something while she's an Amma, it goes to her father that does not belong to her master. If she spent 2 hours looking for a Metziah or taking care of a Metziah, the master can tell dad, listen, I can't keep the Metziah, but your daughter didn't work for me for 2 hours, so I need to get paid for those 2 hours. That he has a right to. But the Metziah itself belongs to dad. Our interest now is in the anak. She goes free. Who gets those presents? Dad or her? One brisa says she gets it. One brisa says dad gets it. Remember, we're talking about she's leaving either at 6 or at Yivel or at 12 when she's still under the reshus of her father. So the question is, when does she get it? Let's give the Gemara a chance. And when does the father get it? Dr. Gemara, my love. Again, it's Tanak Imavriya Lemitsiyasa Leaviha. What do you mean it doesn't say? The other brisa said Anak Amavriya Laatzma. It's a contradiction. It's a machlokes. It's an argument. It's a stira.
One thing is talking about the
Nakhilah
Lost object.
No, it's not. It says both. Anak Amavriya Umitsiyasa Leaviha. Yes, doctor.
If she goes free at 12, she's...
And we'll see who goes free. If she goes free at 12, she's not... Well, she still goes back to dad.
She's a Mara.
So, dad controls it to Bagras.
Okay. That
dad gets an extra 6 months.
That's what I misunderstood.
Zug to Gemara, my love. So the Gemara wants to prove Rishlak is right. Hard enough to be seen on him. She goes out by simonim, dad gets it. And the reason dad doesn't get it in the first price is because there is no dad. She went free because dad died. So dad doesn't get it because he's not alive. So that's why it says, anakas latzma. That's how we want to answer the contradiction. If that is true, that would be proving Rish Lakish right, and we left off last week that we slugged up Rish Lakish. And for the Gemara, though, like... In both cases, this girl is going out because she turned 12. Not every girl has a father. The father died. She continued her servitude, not like Rish Lakish. And now she goes 3 at 12, and there's no dad, so she gets to keep the money. Not her brothers. Her brothers do not get her money. Masha'enkein, if dad is alive, dad gets her hanukkah. That's the Gemara's answer to the contradiction. If dad is around, he gets the Hanukkah because she's only 12, and she belongs to dad. Belongs to dad. Dad has monetary rights till 12 and a half. If dad is not around, so usually kids inherit their father. The brothers would inherit. They don't inherit the right in their sister, and therefore she gets to keep the money herself. That's what the Gemara is saying. Bachi?
There's no one that says that maybe she gets the
Hanukkah
even though there is a father.
No one says it. At least the Gemara doesn't say it. Rashi? Ve'en l'rabba, the mitziyasa, el'eschar batala, k'ma she'batla me'melachta, how much she was batla from her work, if she bustled when she picked it up. V'kami porach, onek ever ivri l'atzma b'shita. The Gemara will ask, what's the chiddush that an ever ivri keeps his hanukkah? Who should get it? He's a free adult. Hada navke b'simanim, and the father is alive, it belongs to the father. The oil, the less alive, Zachya Ibanuk. Since there's no father, that's why she's Zaycha in the presence. Dr. Gemara Weiter.
But the brothers still have to feed her, right?
The estate feeds her. The brothers have to do nothing. The estate feeds her.
Well, what I'm saying is the brothers are losing out.
Again, I'll try to say it in another way. The brothers do not have to spend a penny of their own money. They only use what the father left to pay their sister, Mezainis, till she turns 12 and a half. They don't have to spend a penny of their own earned cash.
If all the money was gone, they don't have to... Wow.
Correct.
That's what I was trying to say. The brothers don't give a thing. The girl has a right in the estate. It's written in the Ksuba that she'll be fed till Bagrus or till she gets married.
Does that mean the estate has to take it until then?
No, it doesn't. It's just that from the... She's a right to go to the brothers and say, I need money from the estate.
From the estate that you inherited.
Yeah, that they inherited, exactly.
Is that their money? What does that mean? It's their money.
Again, what I meant to say is not their personal money, only what the father left them. If the father didn't leave them anything, she gets nothing. They can be multimillionaires, because they made a deal on Amazon, and she doesn't get a thing. She gets only what the father leaves over, and at the time of the Gemara, she only got some karka. Later on, the guy that added metal. Something about, and if they sold off the estate, let's say they took all the land the father left them and sold it, she gets nothing.
Except the guy himself. The guy himself says she has to get.
Well, the guy himself says she gets the money, correct. But in the time of the Gemara, she'll get nothing. Zero.
Very hard to say, oh, we spent all that,
right?
We have no more money from the estate.
Again, you're right. It'll be a very hard to prove, but, you know, that'll be Bezin's job. Right. So, Bishlai Monica via Latzma Lemuti Achim. I can understand why we say that the presence of an Amma via goes to herself. That's to exclude the brothers, the Tanya. Nachal Tamarsim Livnechem Achrechem. Aysim Livnechem Alibinasechem Livnechem. You give avadim to your children. You don't inherit the right of your daughters to their brothers, to your children, to your sons. Mikan, shein adam bayir schus b'tilivnai. You don't bequeath, a person does not bequeath the schus and his daughter to his son. Ella, anak evit imi la'atzma, shita. What's the chiddush of anak evit imi la'atzma? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, yud karas kochazina hacha. I see a little yud that became a major city, meaning it's a blown up thing. There is no chiddush. It's not necessary to say. It would have been self-understood. It's a little thing, and by writing it, the Tana is like blowing it up. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Dr. Rashi, Schutz bitoy, Schutz shesokso, loytoy, mishrak bitoy, yud karas, yud shehik tana, a yud which is a small letter, asa ir gedayla, klaimer, Herich Mishnah Sechinam, he lengthened his learning for nothing. He just said it for no reason. Other Rishayim learn that there was a man named Yud, and he was a very tough man. So they were saying, this is a very tough question. This is Yud over there, you know, big Mr. Tough Macho. This is the Mafia man, you know. That's how good this Kasha is. Told me, Uriah, can you name your kid as one of the Sephardi Tshuvas, and I'm not believing in Sephardim, I forgot which one it is, as a child, can you name your kid Bez, Gimel, Dalet? So they want to be Uriah, Yud. The person pointed this for shot. Name was Yud. Others bring Uriah from Ben-Hehe. His name is Ben-Hehe. They say it's not Uriah because Ben-Hehe was a Ger. But they weren't allowed to be Megayer in those days. The Romans didn't want to let it. So they named him Hay, which stood for Hagar and Avram. Not Hagar and Avram. Sar and Avram, I think, because they added a Hay to both Avram and to Sarah. So they named him Hay. Hay for Avram, Hay for Sarah, as a remez that he was a ger. Bag bag also, right. So the same thing. So so it's not a right. What? Big bag is matzah five. Again for the hay. The bag bag, right.
The question is meaningless. In other words,
not meaningless. According to Rashi's chat, no reason was it written. It's just there, and it has no chiddush to it.
That can work. You can say something like that for a brisa. I mean, they could, from a pasuk, you know, have an extra thing, but from brisa.
Yeah, you can say that. Number two is, it's a whole thing. He said two halachas. One is temple, one is a chiddush. So there is, it's not like he wrote a brisa that's, he just said a simple and then said a chiddush. Abaya says, Hochi Amar Rav Sheshes. Abaya has a teretz. This is what Rav Sheshes said. Amali Tatoihu. This is going like Tutoi. It's the name of a person. I believe it's the name of a person. Tanya Tutoi Yomer. Loi v'loi l'balchoi v'loi. The chiddush is, like we learned earlier, that the balchoiv has no right to collect the hanukkah. Remember we had Rav Nassan? That if A owes B and B owes C, she can go to A. Here, by Hanukkah, the guy he owes cannot come to the master to collect the Hanukkah. Goes to the Eved, and the other guy can't take it from the master. Now, this Machlokes Rishonim, once the Eved collected it, can the guy come and collect it or not? But he can't go straight to the master and say, listen, you owe your Eved Hanukkah, he owes me money, give it to me. He can't do that. Rashi? Tutoi, no Rashi. Leil b'achayve, but the Sri Lanka of Nassim, also loy afkei. That's why he's coming to exclude it, because the Parishas out like we explained back on the Tezvav Amud Aleph. Talk to Gemara Vayt, Gufa. Now we're going to get involved in Hilchas Hanukkah. We brought it in to prove Rish Lakish wrong, that a Amavriya does not go out b'misas ha'av. But now, once we brought it in, we got to figure out all the halachas of Hanukkah. Gufa. Elu manikim lehem. The following ones get presents on their way out. Hayayitza bishanim, one who leaves at 6 years. Ubiyayvu. Ubimisas adin, those who leave when the master dies, the master's estate would have to give them Hanukkah. V'amavriya b'simanim. Avol, this is the continuation of that brisa. By Reyach, the Yaitze began Kesef, an Eved Ivri that ran away, or an Eved Ivri or Amavriya who ran away and didn't work, or somebody who buys themselves back, a Manikaloi. They do not get Hanukkah. It means if an Eved comes in the middle of his servitude and says, I'm buying myself back, very nice, he can buy himself back, but there's no Hanukkah.
Even though the other have to
give
to it.
Right, but he doesn't have to give him presents. And the svara for this, the Achrayim say, is as follows. When a person buys an Eved, in the contract it's understood that at a certain point the Avdus will end. It'll end by 6 years, it'll end by Yaivo, it'll end by Mises Adin, the Avdus will end. Buying back is not ending the Avdus, it's interrupting the Avdus. Because it really depends if the guy will come up with money to buy himself back. It's not like built in that servitude will end. Even Mises Adin, which is also not for sure going to happen, right? But it's understood that when you buy, this ends servitude. Buying back is interrupting servitude. It's saying, we're not going to finish the term. We're going to buy himself back. It's like removing the original in a certain sense. And therefore, that's why there's no halacha of Hanukkah. That's how the Achrayim explain it.
I mean, why wouldn't you say very simply, you're supposed to work 6 years, you got out of it because...
Well, Mises Adin also didn't work 6 years. Adin had a heart attack a week into the servitude, and she gets Hanukkah.
Why not say that he doesn't need this if he's able to buy himself out?
It has nothing to do with that, because it could be that he borrowed the money. It could be a million things. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Like they have to pay the Auden's debt. It's a debt on the estate.
Is Mafia included in this? No, that is rough. It's just like the Auden
allowing the slave, the Evadivi, to buy himself back.
If he's Mavkram, I don't think there's Hanukkah, even though I didn't see anybody talk about it. Yes?
I mean, something I mentioned to you.
I can't hear you.
This is something that I mentioned to you after Shir one day, that if the person whom he owes debts cannot collect from him, that when he gets a lump sum of $1,000, the next day he owes back $950. He has the lump sum. He has the ability to buy himself back unless the other has given to the debtor or bought from the debtor or whichever. So if he takes the money, waits a couple of days, buys himself back and gets gift, he's got a profit-taking enterprise.
Right. Weiter. The mayor Eimer Bereich Eimanikaloi. The Yotze Begron cast the Manikaloi. The mayor says if he runs away, I agree, but if he buys himself back, he does get Hanukkah. The Pshimon Eimer Abba Manikim Shloisha Beish Vigimu Beisha Viyata Yechol Eimer Abba Beechem Hem Fish Ein Simonim Beish Uitziya Beisha. Right, Reb Shimon is the one that counted three for each. He did not count Mises Ha'adun. He did not have Mises Ha'adun in his list. Now, is he arguing? Or is he not arguing? It's a Machlokes Rishonim. Someone is Reb Shimon saying, just wants to point out that he's agreeing to the Tanakhama, just pointing out that not everything applies to either, to man or woman. And someone is saying, Reb Shimon's arguing, and he holds Mises Ha'adun, there's no Hanukkah. And the four are, Sheish, Yoivu, Yoivu, Levinirtza, and Simanim. That's what the four were in Reb Shimon's Braisa. So the question is Reb Shimon arguing or not? Is a Machlokes Rishonim. Frekta Gemara Benohani Mili. How do I know who gets and who doesn't get Hanukkah? The Tana Rabbana Yochel Lo Yamanikim Lo Yaitze B'Sheish. I would think Hanukkah is for somebody that leaves the regular way. Buy an Eved Ivri, 6 years. After 6 years, the Torah says give him presents. But it, any other way is in the middle of the 6 years. Maybe Hanukkah is only for a full term Eved Ivri, not a part term Eved Ivri. Yamanayin the rabbis Yaitza B'Yavu, B'Misa Sa'adin, V'Am Avriya B'Simanim. Talmud Leimer, V'Chisishas, it says in the Pasuk, Teshalchenu twice. I don't have the Pesukim in front of me. The first one says, I forgot already, you must have it on the side there. So the Pasuk wrote Shachanu twice to include other means of getting out. A guy who ran away and then his 6 years ended. Or the Yaitse Begaron Kesef. When you send them away from you, Mishi Shaluchai Me'imach. You're the one that sent him away. Now again, the Adon doesn't necessarily agree to Yovel too, but that's a built-in thing. So Geroin Kesef is viewed like he's buying himself back. It's not you're doing it. He's buying himself. The other things is like built-in. You will free him at six. You will automatically, I mean, not that you need you to free him, but it's Me'imach, he's leaving you from the way it was set up, whereas Giron Kesef or Bereach is something that's not in the
Giron is against the Adon's will.
Even if it's against Adon's will, sure.
Supposed
to be
saying Tishachanu twice in
the pasuk. One pasuk says Tishachanu, the next pasuk says Tishachanu. I don't know if it's the next pasuk. I don't know if the Chumash.
I don't see that.
What?
He doesn't have to agree.
Geron Kesef means you go to the master and buy yourself back whether he likes it or not. He doesn't have to agree to six in Yaibu either. But as Rabbi just worded it, in Gron Kesef, he's driving the train. In the other cases, the Torah drove the train.
Who's he?
Devin. I know that. But who makes the decision to buy himself back? Who is it up to? Sheish is a fact, not up to either of the parties. Yoivo is a fact. Groin Kesef is a decision, not by the Odin. Remei Reimer, Bereach, a manikin loy, then Shiluchem Imach. Abu Yaitzev, Groin Kesef, Shiluchem Imach, he holds it is, because he does take the money, whether he likes it or not, he's involved. The Bereach ran away, the Odin had zero to do with it, and therefore, Shishulucha
Meimach. He's still
in heaven. Who?
The Bereach.
Yeah, but it's the end of 6 years now.
I mean, he ran away before the 6 years.
Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Elu Manikim Lam, Lakami Yofinu Kuru Lutamayu. Elu Yaitse Meshesh, Tahanik Bididek Ziv. That's where it's written. Shachanu Vachisa Shachanu, Trey Zimli to Shachanu. Lurab Ashar Shiluchim Lahanik. Any other way you send them out to get the presents. They make their own decisions. She takes the money, whether he likes it or not. Frank the Gemara. The one who runs away, he's got to fix up his year. He can't just run away and 6 years is end. Got to work again. Got to work again for the master. The Tanya, what? Well, no, it's talking about he has to work again. That's what it's saying. Let's not add to the words. Let's listen to the Gemara. Hashlama boy, he has to complete his years. The Tanya. Minayin lebereach shechayim lahashlam Talmud loymer sheish shanim yavoy. Says he should work 6 years. He didn't. He's got to go back and work 6 years. 6 years freedom if he can work for 6 years. Not if he ran away in the middle. Rashi. Hashlama boy lahashlam sheish. Ulaach hashlama aruki yaitze b'shanim. Then at the end, after he finishes working his 6 years, he's a regular Eved that left after 6 years. But Yanakehu should be entitled to presents. Now the Braitzit continues. Yochel afil l'chalom. I would think if the guy got sick during the 3 years, 6 years, he should also have to make it up. Talmud loymer u'bashviyas yetze. It says, sheish shalim yavet u'bashviyas yetze l'chav shechinam. Just say sheish shalim yavet v'achaka, and then goes l'chav shi. U'bashviyas is saying, sometimes, even though he didn't work 6 years, he goes out on the seventh year. And that's the guy that got sick. That's what the Brice is saying. We're not interested in the cholonel. We're interested in the guy that ran away. What are you telling me that the guy ran away doesn't have anaka? The guy ran away has to come back and finish his work, and then he gets anaka. Why not? What are we treating him for? He's still working. Rashi. Yachol afi l'cholo. B'trech shei shi'chayim l'hashlim yimei. Even if he didn't work 6 complete years.
Wait, if Boreach goes away and comes back, and he finishes whatever it is, he's still considered a Boreach?
That's the Kasha.
He's not a Boreach.
Again, let's try it again. The Gemara is asking, what do you mean a Boreach doesn't get Hanukkah? He comes back. He finishes and he gets Hanukkah. And if he doesn't come back, he's not free.
So I found it first thing for Reach means he left and the owner just was Miayish or something.
Again, he still has to work. The guy owes the work.
I thought Reach meant that he ran away, let's say, at the third year, and then the owner sees him and he says, does he have to give him presents?
The Breach means at this point he ran away and now he's coming back. Zogte Gemara, Amar Rav Sheish Yisachim B'mayaskinon, Gal Sheborach V'Paga B'Yoivu. What happened was he ran away and then Yoivu came. Now Yoivu, you can't work past Yoivu. There's no makeup after Yoivu. Because Yoivu frees you regardless of what your terms are. 6 years is 6 years. That's subjective. If you didn't work the last 2 years, you still got 2 years to make up. Yovel, you can't go beyond Yovel. There is no Evan or Amma or anything that goes beyond Yovel. Not Nimkur LeYehudi, not Nimkur LeGoy, not Bachru Bezen, not Nirza. Yovel is an end-all. That's a fact. Yovel is an end-all. There's no makeup time after
you. It's going to be another Yovel.
Again, Yovel ends all. That's what it's saying.
Well, wouldn't you own money for the
time? That's a machlokes v'shaydim. So now we'll talk about that later, in a minute. Let's not get, you're getting to the next step. He still wants the guy to work. Yeah. Yovel ends all. There's no work after Yovel. So shaluchem ima, ma'ahayva apikli Yovel, shaluchem ima kalin ribei, like Nick to say, fananically. Like I said, listen, Yovel freed me. People that get freed by Yovel get presents. Kamash Milan, you ran away, you don't get presents. Now the shaila becomes, but the owner tightness, you owe me money. Forget the presents now. Now we're talking the other way. So it's a big machlokes v'shaydim. Rashi avoids it by saying, Upaga by Yovel, Achrikein l'machros. Rashi has Yovel come a day after he ran away. So there's no real claim that the owner has, you still owe me, because it's a small amount and the owner is probably Michael. That's how the Rishonim explain Rashi. That's why Rashi had it happen right away. That way we don't have to get involved in whether he has to pay the master. But he wants presents. We told him, you ran away yesterday, you lost your presents. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Machlokes Rishonim, whether he has to pay the master or not. Is this called Grumma or not? Some Rishonim want to learn, running away, I didn't damage the master. I didn't hurt anything. I just caused him loss by not being available to work. And other Rishonim said, no. And Evan has to work, and if he doesn't work, that's called mazik, and he has to pay. This is Machlokes Rishonim. I'm not going to get involved. I don't pick sides in Rishonim, and I'll leave it at that.
If a person works for a Jew and just sits there,
he doesn't get paid.
He what?
He doesn't get paid.
He doesn't get paid.
But he doesn't have to pay. Now here he got paid already. At the beginning of the servitude, they paid him for 6 years, sitting in his bank account. And now he doesn't work. Is that called being mazik? Or is that a grumma? Everybody agrees that the master is losing. Nobody's denying the fact. Is this a collectible damage or not? That's the Machlokes Rishonim.
What about Chola?
We haven't gotten to Chola yet at all. We get to Chola, if you have to give the Gemara a chance.
Seeing as Yovel comes.
Well, he goes free.
He doesn't have to make up.
Well, before we said a Chola doesn't have to make up.
He goes on the seventh, that means a part of the seventh he works. What does that mean, seventh?
He leaves at the end of 6 years, even though he was... You know what? Can we leave the Gemara to Chola instead of trying to jump in?
Is
this din
that
the Evid goes and
doesn't get Hanukkah? Is that a
Daraisa
or a
Knas
Daraisa?
The
Mashon
of the Knas. The din
Daraisa,
I think the Tyrus punishing him.
Is it
Tyrus Knas?
Yeah.
To
the
Evid? The Evid. Oh. Amar. So now we go to Rabbi Kleinman's discussion. Yahu Afilachola. Which we are darshaning to mean, he will go out in the seventh year, the beginning of the seventh year, regardless, by the way, beginning of the seventh year does not mean Rosh Hashanah. It means his seventh year. If he got sold of Aleph Shvat, his seventh year is Aleph Shvat. And he goes free, even if he was sick and didn't work. That's what the Braisa said. The Braisa thinks of Ashvias as an extra word. Worked 6 years. You don't have to tell me he goes free on the seventh. Tell me that even if he didn't work 6 years, he goes free.
No makeup.
There's no makeup. No makeup. Dr. Gemara, I feel the it sounds like even if he didn't work a day, he got bought, and that day, Rachmana Litzlan, he contacted a disease that made him impossible to work. For 6 years, he's sitting around not doing any work. He goes free anyway. That's what the Braisa seems to say. Hi, Batanya. Cholik sholosh v'avet sholosh ein echayev lahaslam. Cholik osheish chayev lahaslam. What other brayta says, if he's sick three, then he doesn't have to make it up. The Gemara is going to explain if he's sick more than three. I know at this point it doesn't say that, it says he's sick six. But if he's sick more than three, it's like he's sick for six, and he has to make it up. So it's a contradiction in Brises. And for the Gemara, Amar Avsheshes, Ba'isim Ma'isim Mechet. The first Brises is talking about he's doing some work. He's sewing. This guy was born as an Eved Ivri, because he knows how to dig coal mines. And then he got sick, and now he sits there with a needle and stitches. He worked. Even if he did that for 6 years, he's free. He doesn't have to work. But Enochinami, if he did nothing, as the Gemara will explain, more than half the way, he has to make it up. He owes the master. He has to make it up. No.
I don't need someone to sew.
That's a great idea. It didn't say that in the contract. It said you bought an Eved Ivri. I don't care what you need.
But also, at the time of Shas, that when he bought it, he was okay. It was just something.
Yeah, exactly.
When he bought it,
it's called the Sachma Sedeyu. You buy a field, and the next day it gets flooded. You know, this is the breaks in the game. That means the guy deserved it. This is part of what the Rabbi Shem had planned for him.
The mazel of the
buyer. Exactly. Not mazel. It's Rabbi Shem.
That was another quarterback. Boy, I'm not saying anything. I don't know what I say. I just said mazel means mazel tov in the country. I can't say mazel tov?
You can say mazel tov.
Mr.
Shem. Amen. It's Bayre Eilam, Rashi. It's in a Munich class today. Rashi. Baisa Maisa Mechet Bechoyoy, Shu Maisa Kal, which is easy. Ketoni Lael Kol Shei Shein Echayim Lashmum. The oven, Maisa Lame Locha. Maisa Mechet, Teifer. He's sewed. Frek the Gemara Agu Fakasha. The second Baisa is contradictory in itself. It starts Chol Shalosh V'Ovet Shalosh. The inference would be, three, you don't make up, four, you do. The Sefer says six. Mashma, four and five, you don't have to make up. Dr. Gemara, this is what it means. Once it's over the halfway point, it's as if he didn't work. And he has to make up. Rashi? Chol adalid nasa dochi kamar. Chol asholosh ein namashlam. Chol ayosim ikan kachol akoshesh. As far as we're concerned, the guy didn't work as much as he had to. Luchayim lashlam. Whereas less than three, even if he didn't do any work, he goes three at the end of six and he doesn't have to pay the owner. Now, where that halacha came from, I don't know. I don't know where that halacha came from.
I think there's a pasuk in Navi with Shalosh Shanim is an Eved, and also Mishneh Tefaras Tafer is doing double, so it's absolutely three, so he's already done it.
That's where it comes from? Could be. I didn't look up, I didn't see the source.
When it's Chayav Hashlim, that means even sowing, right?
Yeah. Interesting, I don't know.
Why would you think that if he was selling, he would have to be kind of hashlim?
No, he didn't work at all. Now, after 6 years, he's chayav lahashlim. Could he be mashlim by sewing? That's what he did.
It's up to the odds on what he does, right?
Why can't he answer you?
But is it true?
I'm not sure. I said, I don't know.
Again, this guy, I don't know who, boy, should I stand up for all these guys now when I become
Yes,
in?
You should. Kaisa's class is about an employee who gets sick. You hired a Rebbe for your kids. And in the middle, over half the time, he stopped working. He got sick. You have to pay him for the whole thing. It's not an eved ivri. It's a contract. But he worked more than half the time. So Tysus has a whole long Tysus. Anybody interested can pursue it. Mike. Don't think about the Tana Rabbanan. Kama manikin loy. How much do you have to give Hanukkah? Now, again, I should get a chumash, but I think it says Hanik Tanik loy. Don't have to get me a chumash. Hanik Tanik loy, mitzreincha, migarnecha, or miyukrecha. That's what the pasuk says. Give him presents from your sheep, mitzreincha, mipkarcha, migarnecha, or miyukrecha. From your sheep, from your grain, and from your wine. Asher Berach Hashem Elokecha. Correct. We will need that part also.
No, that's for Emunah.
That's all Emunah. It's all Bayrein. Today is Emunah Day today. Remember that. Today is Emunah Day. Right. We should always have Emunah Day. Right. Kam manikolai, chom esloim mikol minumim. The mayor says, five sloim of tzayin, five sloim of goyren, and five sloim of yekev. Five slorim worth of sheep, five slorim worth of grain, and five slorim worth of Yaakov. Shehein chamesh asre slorim. Which combines the 15, and the Gemara is going to know we can do our own math. Why did Rameir have to do three times five for us? Baruch Hashem, we have calculators that we can figure out three times five. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Shleishim. Rabbi Yehuda says 30 altogether. Kishleishim Shaleven. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Chamishim, Kichamishim Shebe'erchem. Like we find, if a person is an adult man between 20 and 60, his Erech is Chamishim Shekel. That's what Hanukkah should be. Now, why one is saying this, and one is saying this, and one is saying this? That's why the Gemara is here. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Mikol Minomin, Mitzaycha, Migarnacha, Miyakvecha, Shava He Sloy Mikolecha, five Sloy from each, Shein Tesvav Sloy. Coming Baruch, Minyana Asalash Mina, but he's coming to tell us how to do math. Kishloishim Shal Eben, Nezek Shor Muad Shaharagas Eben. If a Shor Muad kills an Eben, Knani, you pay 30. That's how we learn that Hanukkah is 30, and the Gemara will say, what does A have to do with B? Lukama Yalov Taima. Kichamishim Shal Erechen, who Erech Gadol Shav Erechen. That's the highest Erech. Fine.
We're saying this is the same for Amar Aria or not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It goes by the Erech or it goes by this number?
No. According to the one Mad Yemen, it says compared to Erech, makes no difference. It's nothing to do with Erech. This is where we learn out the amount, that's all. Don't think about it, I'm sorry, Amar. Chomei Shloim Mikol Minumin, Shein Chomei Shasri Shloim makes 15. Divir Rameir. Rameir Miyar Asalash Minun. What is Rameir doing at math? Dr. Gemara Kamashma Mipsehudle Mipsele. You can't give less. Mahay Minyana. Vibatsele Mechad Mina. Tafele Mechad Mina Leslamba. We're into Rameir is trying to tell me that even though the Torah said Tzaycha Garnichi Yitzvecha, and we're going to learn now that it's five from each, but if you gave three from one and seven from the other, it's okay. As long as the total ends up being 15.
What is the reason for the three minim? Why bother telling us that?
Because that's what the Torah wrote.
I know the Torah wrote that, but why the Torah wrote
that? The Torah wants you to give you those items. Now, if he doesn't have those items, he can't give it them.
He gives them slime. He's not paying them with
No, that's not just it. Not true. It's not saying that.
He's paying with those items?
That's what he should pay him with. Correct.
And what if it's a person who doesn't own any of those items?
So then he'll pay him money.
Let's go buy it.
I don't think he has to go out and buy. Rashi, Miyan Aslan Shmina, Bishlay Shminim Shachamish Avlu Tetzav, Kamashmo Lachitana Shachamish Esrei, Lashminim Dloy Kapit Ala Minyan of the Tetzav Sloim. We want the result. Avla Chamish Mikol Minumin, Lay Kapit Lay, the Ebatsim Lay Mahai, Kapit Lay Mahai, less Lumba. To give more Gairin and less sign. More Yekev and less Geirin doesn't bother us. Total, 15. That's for Meir Shita.
Someone goes up before 6. Because he made a deal, I'm going to buy an Eved Ivri for 3 years.
There's no such thing.
Doesn't
There's no such thing?
Well, according to one man, the Amr by Mecher Atzma, you can do that.
Okay, so he doesn't get enough of them. I'm asking.
Interesting question. If a guy is Mecher Atzma, according to the Mandama that says the Mecher Atzma can be your own deal. Wonder if you can do it for less than 6 years. All it said there is Mecher Atzma can sell himself for more than 6 years. Didn't say he can sell himself for less than 6 years. So I don't know whether that fact is true. Didn't see anywhere that an Eved Ivri can sell himself for less than 6 years, unless Yaivel is coming. So then he ends up selling himself for less than 6 years.
We sell him for 6 years, but it ends up being 3 years.
Exactly. Well, that, you know, it's a game. He's selling himself for six and it ends up being three, but it determines purchasing price. I mean, nobody's going to pay 6 years and if he's going out in 3 years. So I took my writer. My time is Rameyer. Where did Rameyer get 5, 5, and 5? So the Gemara Yalof Rekam, Rekam Ibchar. Says, V'chisa Shachenu Mi'imach Lo'isa Shachenu Rekam. And we have Xerah Shava, Rekam, Rekam, from Bechor, where it says by Bechor, by Bechidjan Aben, Bechol, Bechor, Benecha, Tivda, V'lo Yero, Panay Rekam. Now, V'lo Yero, Panay Rekam is not talking about Bechor. It's talking about coming to the Beis HaMikdash for Shalosh Shigalim. But it's written in the Pasuk of Bechor, so we call it Rekam of Bechor. Really, now, what difference does it make? Because by writing Rekam next to Pidyon HaBen, the Torah is alluding to the number 5 Shkolim. Because Pidyon HaBen is 5 Shkolim. So even though Lo Yiro upon a Rekam is not directly on Bechor, but since in the Pasuk of Bechor it writes Rekam, and Bechor is 5, therefore the Rekam by Hanukkah is 5. 5 from Tzayin, 5 from Geirin, 5 from Yakev.
Can I just go back for a second? An Amo Vriya is over 6 years old, can never be sold for 6 years.
Correct.
So she gets Hanukkah?
When she goes out at 12, it's Simanim. Yeah.
No matter how many years she's sold.
It's that Simanim gets Hanukkah.
That doesn't have to be 6 years, obviously.
The price fluctuates.
And what is the youngest you can sell your daughter for?
The youngest? A day. Day old. Why anybody would buy a day old girl for a shifra? That Amo? That's his problem.
Was he on Rekam by
Pidyon,
right?
I didn't hear what you just
where's
said.
Where's the
first Rekam?
The one here that says, Lo Yiro.
That's one. And the other one is Shachanu Chavisis, Rechis Shachanu Chavshi Me'imach, by Hanaka, Lois Shachanu Rekam. See, this is the problem when you only have Sukkim on the side of the Gemara. There is a Chumash that also has Sukkim. Believe it or not, and even in the star thing that you bought first class Gemara, not all Sukkim and the Torah are there.
No, but
some of them are in the Chumash.
Yes, that's my question. Why would he?
You'll have to write a letter to the editor.
First of all, I write to Mr. Shanstein every other month.
I'm glad you
not
do.
Once every Friday.
Does he? Of course, I figured he'd send you free Gemaras by now.
I don't do it for that reason, really.
I know you don't, but you know you. By the way, he was Nifter.
Who?
I'm not Chattin. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Zlatowitz. I'm sorry. No, because Zlatowitz is the one that did this. He's the one that you should ask why he didn't put the Kesher Kano Rekam Imach.
Sorry,
Zlatowitz
couldn't have done this without the.
I understand.
I don't see anywhere, why would you pick, if it's a Shabbat,
you would do yourself a favor, take a Chumash and look at Parshas Bahar, and it has the Pesukim there. It's not a kasha on the Gemara that the Gemara quotes a pasuk that our school doesn't bring on the side.
I'm
sorry, you're right. Take a look in the Chumash. You know, it's not a kasha in the Gemara. It's a kasha in our scroll.
I didn't ask
the question. Yeah. Right. So anyway, so Rameyer learns that Rekam. In fact, the Gemara, maybe it means five total. How do you know it means five of each? Iksiv Rekim Lubasayev to the Gamer. Had it written, Hanitanik Loy Mitzayachim Yigarna Chiyavlechav Veloysa Shachanu Rekim. I would have said, you're right. All three together have to equal five. Hasid the Sivrekim Beresha. First it says Loysa Shachanu Rekim. Then it says Hanitanik Loy Mitzayachim Yigarna Chiyavlechav. Shadi Rekim Matzain, Rekim Agairin, Rekim Akyokov. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. By the way, unbelievable. Take a look at Rashi. Rekam, Rekam. Look, Rashi. Rashi quotes the pasuk. Lo is the shachenu Rekam. Of opinion at Ben Ksiv, the chol b'nei gar b'necha tivdev lo yiro panei Rekam. So Rashi on the side of the Torah did bring the pasuk. Iksiv Rekam of the sides. Hanik tanik loy b'tzayichem yigarnachem yikivecha v'lo is the shachenu Rekam. If Rekam would have been afterwards, get the garment. Then would I agree with you. Now it says Rekam Yikara. Kaidam Hanik Tanik. So Shadi Rekam on one, Rekam on the other, Rekam on the third. Frak the Gemara. It's very interesting. It means the Pasuk Leirah upon a Rekam is not about Bechor. It's about going to Beis HaMikdash. When you go to the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is, according to one man, the Amem Deraisa, in Gemara Bavli, it's all Drabana. With the right to any amount. Rabbana came along and made it takana. Shtei kasef, mo kasef, mishnah chagiga. Right. So, if you're going to learn out from Rekam, why don't you learn out from Rekam of Riha? That's what the pasuk is talking about. And it should be any amount you want to give him. That's what the pasuk says later on. Now, even if you want to go with the Rabbanan, who said Shtei Kesef Beishamai Shita, which is a kash on Rashi, that he quotes Beishamai, not Beisil, but he quotes Beishamai. They ask, why did Rashi put Beishamai? So fine, so learn not Shtei Kesef. Where do you get the five? Back to Gemara, B'nei Levrekim, Rekim, by Levriya. Amar Kroh, Asher Berachach Hashem Alekecha. Right afterwards it says, Hashem gave you a bracha. That means Hashem is trying to say, give more. Give with a bracha. And therefore, if you have a pasuk that starts with five and moves to two or moves to down, Hashem Berachacha says, go with the higher amount in that pasuk. And the higher amount in that pasuk is five. Even though the five is about Bechor and Rekam is about Riya, but it's in the same pasuk, now Hashem Berachacha says, do it that way. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, by the Shriya, the less Elishtei Kesef. It's an interesting thing that Rashi quotes Beishamai. And in Bavli, it's clear that it's a drabana. I mean, I am now learning, I take Dirshu tests on Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yechanan in Yerushalmi says it's a deraisa. The amount of kesef. He learns it's a deraisa. But even if you learn it's a deraisa, Rashi still quoted Beishamai. And Rashi wouldn't quote a Yerushalmi, not the Bavli. Bavli says it's a drabana. So really, in the deraisa, you have to give any amount. I'm not sure why Rashi says Shnei Kesef. Not quite a master gosh, but the bottom line is it wouldn't be more than Shnei Kesef. No matter which way you cut it, it wouldn't be more than Shnei Kesef. And here it says five. The answer is Hashem Berachacha. Hashem Berachacha says, take the bigger amount. We will continue to mention tomorrow. Everybody.